50 or 60 or 75 miles away, you get a little clay in with it, different soil.
If they're going to get the water off the marsh, what do you say they do to it?
They're going to drain it.
And what would you call the thing that they dig to get the water out?
What, that they dig with?
No, the, what they dig.
Oh, well, they would, well, it would be muck. Muck.
And the...
Mud. Mud and muck.
The ditch that they...
Well, it could be a drainage canal. Drainage canal.
And is there any, in order to call it a canal, would it have to be any particular size, or could it be,
oh,
say, a foot wide? Or
oh, it wouldn't have to be any size. No, you could have a canal a foot wide, I would think, yeah. A foot wide right on up. Of course, if it's smaller, it might be a ditch. You call it a ditch, yes, but...
But it wouldn't have to be something big enough to get a boat on.
Oh, no, no, no. Any drainage, I think you would prefer, well, a drainage ditch or a drainage canal, where the difference would stop, I couldn't say, between the ditch and the canal.
What about something like a river, except it would be smaller, coming out of the ocean?
Coming out of the ocean. Well, we have creeks, little creeks all around.
And if it were up, well, say, running into the river rather than running in the ocean, would you still call it a creek, or call it something?
Well,
else?
You could still call it a creek, yes. We call them tidewater creeks. You see, the tide comes up in, and it comes up in the big river, and then it branches out into these small creeks.
What about farther up the river where it wouldn't be any tidewater anymore? Would you still call it a creek?
Well, I think they would refer to them as creeks right on, yeah, even though it flowed out of swamps and other things, it would still be a creek, but it wouldn't be a tidewater creek.
What about further in, where the ground's higher, the ditch that a creek would cut? Have a name for that?
Well, it would cut either a gully or a ravine, or a gully or a ravine, or that would be about it. Ditches.
What about a ditch that was cut, but rather than by a regular creek, it would just be by rainwater running off? It wouldn't be water in it unless it's had a rain.
Ditch cut. Well, that would be a washout, wouldn't it, or something like that, a washout?
But a small rise in the land, small elevation.
A small rise in the land? You said what about that? What would you call it?
Not that small. But
well, it'd be a slope or a hill, slope or a hill.
And if it were larger than a hill, what would you call it?
Well, it would be I don't know, it'd get larger than a hill. I don't know what you get now. I don't know. It'd be a rise, a slope, or a hill, a mountain, right on up. You know, I don't know.
What about, would there be a particular name for it if the ground is all flat and there's one hill out in the middle of it? None of those series or anything. Would you have a name for that kind of thing?
No, I really wouldn't. I have no, haven't had anything, I couldn't call anything like that.
What about the mountain, the side of the mountain where it's just a rocky place?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the face of the mountain. You call it the face.
Excuse me. And the hills or the mountains, when a creek or river comes to a sharp drop like that?
Mm-hmm. There'd be a waterfall.
I don't know what this question is doing stuff here, but the place where the boats stop to load or unload.
Well, they have a dock and a wharf, you know.
Are they different or the same thing?
It'd be the same thing.
What different types of road surface do they have?
Road surface? Well, they have concrete and they have asphalt. And that's about all. And of course, they put gravel on the asphalt and gravel rocks, gravel road surface. Yeah.
And any without, well, what do you call an unsurfaced road?
What kind? What kind did you say?
What would you call a road that had no surface at all?
Oh, just a dirt road, a clay road, yeah. We'd call it dirt road in this area. Get up a little further, it'd be clay roads.
What about one that asphalt. How would they put that down?
They have to put that down heated, hot. And of course, they can do, there are two or three different ways. You can haul it in and put it down heated and just roll it out. Or you can bring it in liquid and pump it and mix it, have a machine to mix it with the sand on the location.